Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City Mail survey to identify lead and copper water service lines. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The city of Gillette has mailed surveys to approximately 750 water customers to help identify lead water service lines. Residents receiving the surveys have been asked to complete and return them to the city water division. According to the press release from the Public Information Office from the city of Gillette, the surveys are part of a nationwide project initiated by the passage of the federal lead and copper revised rule in December of 2021. The LCRR is intended to better protect communities from the risks of lead exposure in drinking water. In addition to enhanced testing, the LCRR requires an inventory of all pipe materials from water mains to privately owned homes and structures. If lead service lines are identified, the LCRR also provides for the removal and replacement of lead service lines. The city of Gillette does not have any city-owned lead service lines. In addition, records indicate that there are very few, if any, privately owned lead service lines in Gillette. Installation of lead service lines largely ended in the 1930s. Lead was banned in the United States as a water system material in the late 1980s. As a result, surveys were mailed only to a portion of addresses with service lines installed before 1988. Additional homes falling into this category will have surveys mailed to them early next year. If you have questions about the survey or your home's water service line, please call the City of Gillette Water Division at 686-5276. A list of frequently asked questions regarding the LCRR is also available at the City of Gillette website at gillettewi.gov. United States Postal Service Operation Santa Letter Adoption now open. If you're interested in sending children and families some holiday magic this season, you can now adopt a letter written to Santa by going to the USPSOperationSanta.com. According to the press release from the United States Postal Service, USPS Operation Santa turns 111 years old this year. The program relies solely on random acts of kindness and the generosity of strangers. It allows people to help children and families have a magical holiday when they otherwise might not, safely and securely. Since September 18th, the Postal Service has received letters from across the country and has been delivering them to Santa's U.S. workshop at 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888. Letters sent with first-class mail postage and complete, accurate, and legible return addresses have been opened, reviewed, and posted on USPSOperationSanta.com. People can begin reading and adopting letters today. If you're interested in adopting a letter, visit USPSOperationSanta.com, register, and have your identity verified. Once verified, the adopter will receive a welcome email and detailed information on how to participate in the program. Potential adopters can read letters and choose one or more to fulfill. Once a letter is chosen, adopters must follow the directions they were sent in their welcome email to ship gifts. Packages must be shipped via priority mail service, but gifts do not need to be in priority mail branded boxes. Letter adopters are responsible for postage fees to ship the gift packages. For more information, visit USPSOperationSanta.com. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.